In dimensions of worship, it is called to yada. Somebody say yada. When a person raised up their hands as they're worshiping, in the scripture, in Exodus 17 verse 11, it means to yada, lifting of hands, reaching out to God. That's to yada. When Moses was doing it, the Bible says the people of Israel were winning the battle. When Moses raised up his hands, it was not just an expression of raising. The word there, it means to yada, which means to lift up hands of worship and praise. And the Bible says whenever Moses did it, the Israelites were winning the battle. In NIV, the Bible says, and so it was in NIV. As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. So there is a level of worship. The more you raise up your hands to God, the more you win certain battles. So when we yada, we are actually expressing. It is beyond your mouth. I understand your mouth is worshiping. But there is another dimension when your mouth is worshiping, but then your hands also are worshiping. That is yada. Somebody say yada. So when we are worshiping, there are people who just stand straight like this and they'll be singing. It's okay, you're also worshiping. But there's a dimension you are missing. So you'll be singing like this and it's okay. It's worship. But there's a dimension you're actually missing. It is known as yada. When Moses yadded, he was, and all the people of Israel were winning. And he was not in the battlefield. He was in a secret place when he was worshiping. When he was doing his hands up, he was winning the battle. You don't have to be in the battlefield. All you have to do is to raise up your hands. And there's another dimension. It is known as Shabak. Say Shabak. There is a dimension in worship known as Shabak. It's pronounced as Shabbat. Say Shabbat. This dimension in Psalm 47 verse 1, it is not just worship. You see, there are moments you hear me when we are all singing, I'm shouting, I'm making some noise. It is not just noise. In verse 1, the Bible says, oh, clap your hands. That is to Shabbat. All you people, shout. That's Shabbat again. To God with a voice of triumph. That's Shabbat again. So when we are clapping hands and making noise, come, let's do it. Let's do it. Worship Jesus. Are you there? So I'm here. And then there's another dimension known as Zama. Say Zama. So when we are worshiping, we mix everything. Imagine we Shabak, we Yada, and we Zama. Are you there? Now, when you read your Bible from the scripture, Psalm 150, verse 3 to 5. This is where now is not us singing, but it's just the instruments. It's just the instruments. Praise him with what? The sound of the trumpet. Praise him with what? The lute and the harp in verse 4. Praise him with what? Timbre and dance. Praise him with stringed guitars, instruments, and what? Fruits. Verse 5. Praise him with loud what? Cymbals. Praise him with what? Crushing drums. Crushing cymbals. This is, it says praise him with this instrument. Praise him with the instrument. Praise him with this instrument. And all what people should be doing is to dance. This is Zama. So they will go like, bam, bam, bam. Shout for joy! I'm here. Huh. Then there's another one called Hala. Say halau. Halau. This one now, it is the worship of boasting. You didn't hear me. There's an element of pride. Yes. There's an element in this one. It's like you were in a room. Okay? You were in a room and thieves came to steal things from your room. And you are so panicking that something is going to happen. They're about to steal in my house. Then all of a sudden, police calls you to say, we are around the corner. And then they are knocking. Open the door. You say, hey, I don't care. They even wonder, what are you depending on? They begin to ask themselves questions. Where is this confidence? Because you know help is on the corner. Now you didn't hear me. You know, you are not alone. You have a weapon. You say, if you want to open that door, go ahead. Well, you're holding an AK-47 like this. You say, if you want, open. This is to halau. When you are now knowing that I know my God will come through for me. I know my God will rise. It is where the word hallelujah comes from. The word hallelujah, it means... And the word Hosanna comes from. It means, oh King, come save us. The word Hosanna. It means, oh King, come save us. So it's like you are on a battle, but you have seen your King there, and you are inviting him to come. So you have got this confidence, this halau. You come in the presence of Almighty. Because you know that he will rise for you. You know he will change your life. You know he is able to do it far above, exceedingly, more than you may think, more than you may pray, more than you may ask. Halal. Hallelujah. You don't know. If you don't know worship, you just be in church like this. According to John chapter 4, Jesus said, you don't know what you worship. Jesus said it. He said, you don't know. He said, you don't know what you're worshiping. You're going to be in church like this. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what you're doing? You need to know. If I raise hands in worship, God comes down and he makes people win battles. If I shout hallelujah, if I shout hosanna, I am calling a king to come for intervention. As I worship him, he says, wait a minute, I can't stay in heaven anymore. I better go and see what's happening over there. Am I talking to somebody right here? This is why, wherever the Bible says, the people of Israel were worshiping. Do you understand this? In 2 Chronicles 20, when they were singing, are you here, right? When they were singing Zama, with instruments, Zama, and singing songs with their mouths, praising the name of God, as they were singing, they mixed Yada, Zama, and they were singing. And they were facing the enemy. The Bible says God set ambushments against the enemy. When Moses was doing yada, worshiping, God came down. And they were winning. Much as you know the power of prayer, you must know the power of worship. It's more deadly. I call it an intercontinental ballistic missile. If I worship my friend and you are fighting me, you will lose. I'm telling you. Somebody said he will pray against me. I said I will worship against him. And it's him who lost. You didn't hear me. Anybody praying against you, if you'll be worshiping, they will lose. It doesn't matter how dangerous their prayers are. If they are praying, you're worshiping. Come on. Put your hands. Are you there? And then there's what we call Toda. Toda, say Toda. Toda is a level of worship where you are not singing. You are not praising. You are not doing anything, but you sacrifice something. You say, I'm giving God this as part of my worship. The Bible says, and the 24 elders, they take crowns of pure gold and they cast before his throne. That's to Toda. To give something as a thanksgiving. To give something to God as a level of worship. We say, I don't want to use my mouth. I'm worshiping. Toda. Say Toda. In the scripture, you can find this in Exodus 27, from verse 6 to 7. It's to Toda. And you shall make poles for the altar, poles of acacia wood, and overlay them with bronze. Then it says, the poles shall be put in the rings, and the poles shall be on the two sides of the altar to bear it. Then it says, you shall make a hollow with boards, as it was shown you on the mountain, so shall you make it. And verse 9. You shall also make the court of the tabernacle for the south side. There shall be hangings for the court made of fine woven linen, 100 cubits long for one side. Now, why was God giving these instructions? For sacrifice, for Toda. And there's another one known as Barak. Say Barak. This one is to bow, to kneel down, to lie on the floor as a level of worship. My friend, if the devil is messing you up, get into the dimensions of worship and see what will happen. He will not stand you. You will bring heaven in your house. Oh, you didn't hear me. You bring heaven. You are facing powers of evil. A lot of challenges and problems. You just go in your house and lie down. To say, Father, I barak. I give you the praise. Oh my God, the way your problems will disappear. They cannot stand barak. You kneel, you put your head on the floor to say to you, God, I worship. You are the one who sees me. You are the one who knows me. I bow to you. I have all these problems in front of me, but I bow to you. You are the only one that I worship. You are the only one that can fight for me. I bow to you. God will be like, what's happening? They say she's worshiping. God will be like, what's going on with her? He says she's having a lot of financial problems. She has chosen not to cry, but she has chosen to worship us. So Gabriel, where are you? Say, I'm here. Say, go down and deliver a parcel. In Joshua 6, the scripture says, from verse 1 to 3, as we're still standing before we sit down, now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. I have a very big problem here. The Bible says, and now Jericho was securely shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho into your hand, its king and the mighty man of valor. Is that interesting to find out? The Lord saying, I have given you Jericho. Yet it was shut up with heavy security. The gates, the fences. You can see something here, right? There are things God has given us, but they are shut. I don't know if you're getting it. Imagine God is saying, I have given you that. But when you arrive at the scene, that thing has got fences around, soldiers inside, and the gates are closed. You see, we have people right now who God said, I have given you this. But there are so many problems. God told me, he said, I've given you the prophetic ministry. He said, you will be a prophet to the world. But the gates I have faced. The sons of anarchy I have faced. So we have somebody right now who's worried about what they are facing, the woes they are facing. I have somebody right this minute who really God said do this, but they are facing gates. They are facing resistance. Resistance does not show that it's not what God said you should do it. It actually shows that's what God said you should have. If you shall persevere, gates will collapse for you. walls will collapse for you. As we are today praying against barriers, the whole month will be praying against barriers. Whatever has been blocking you, whatever has been a barrier in life, it will collapse for you. You are the one my heart will sing for. Hear me. The walls of Jericho. Somebody say the walls of Jericho. I have a very big problem here because God says, surely I have given you Jericho. But I have a problem. But Jericho was what? You are not getting it in King James Version. I want you to get it in New Living Translation. It was that nobody. It was, can you imagine a level of security, protection, and walls and barriers that even the people inside, even if they want to walk out, they wouldn't. Because it was so much blocked. Even the people outside, no one would enter. It was fortified. What if it's your miracle? Maybe it's your miracle right now. What if it's your breakthrough? Imagine this right now. I want you to think it in your mind just now. That God said you will have this. But now you're even losing hope. Because you have been moving around, surrounding Jericho. And nothing is happening yet. Whatsoever has been standing on the way, I say in this month of August, every hindrance will pack and go. Somebody say the name of Jesus. Every hindrance will come out. Imagine when God said you will go to Canaan. And Moses lives with the people of Israel. And they're on their way. We are going to Canaan. We are going to Canaan. Did God say you'll find a fence? Did God say they will find a fence? Me panda you choke so good. My daughter, where are these fences coming from? It will collapse. What have I said? These fences will
collapse.
It doesn't matter. I promise you. I said, I promise you. I said, that fence, whatsoever has been sabotaging you. Are you? Listen, I don't want you to have a literal understanding of this scripture. I want you to understand it in depth. Do you understand it? It was God who said, I have given you Jericho. But do you understand inside Jericho, there were giants, soldiers, sons of Anak, 3 meters tall, and they were standing there like this with the swords. But God said, I've given you Jericho, the king inside, the land, all the money inside. This is where we all get it wrong. Most of you, when you are finding difficulties, you begin to have many questions than answers.
That will, if this ever happen, as I'm speaking to you, some of you have even given up. I have come here with a message that whatsoever is threatening you, whatsoever is giving you panic, it will collapse. Do you hear me? I want you to get this. I have met these barriers several times. But I promise you, I don't fear them. They collapse in my eyes. I want you to know this. Whatsoever, whether you are looking for healing, there is something blocking you from getting healed. Listen, these things could be spiritual. Some people have no peace in their relationship because there is what causes. That thing that causes, is that what we are talking about as a barrier? There are some people right here, they are not, no matter how hard they work, they will never be rich. Because there is what blocks them from getting rich. Some people, no matter how serious they are in prayer, they are never answered. Because there is what blocks their answer. That thing is what we call barrier. It's what we call a barrier. And today, in this month, we have all agreed we are breaking it and it will collapse. Do you know there are people right now, they are supposed to be very far, but they are not going far because something is hindering them. There is something blocking them. We want to remove it. I said we want to remove it.